our guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Strawman with Progressive Ag Marketing. Brian, kind of a tough day in this wheat complex, although we did see the Chicago soft winter wheat kind of battle back here.
We did, and I think you look at the winter wheat contracts, and certainly the winter wheat conditions improved for Kansas City, and that added some weakness there. And the condition ratings for the soft crop, not as good as what the estimates were, and didn't show that much improvement, and that's certainly offering some support to the Chicago market today. The corn market very close to unchanged, and you know, the larger stocks and the more acres projected to be planted certainly limiting the upside there, and then larger production estimates for Brazil and Argentina also adding some weakness. And the soybeans, we did get up 3-4 cents higher. Maybe some short covering coming into play, but we're still waiting for more news on trade talks with China.
Sure. What was causing the pressure in the spring wheat?
You know, it's a good question. I think we broke through support and actually went down and made some new lows, and I think that accelerated some additional selling pressure as we traded through that support level. And the dollar has been stronger here the past few weeks as well, but I think as we drifted through that support level, that accelerated the selling interest.
Saw a split between the fat cattle and feeder cattle here today too.
We did. Maybe there was some spread trading going on in the live cattle. You know, we're slightly higher in those front months. We've got some smaller losses in those back months. We're still waiting for that cash to trade. And the cash has been down the past couple of weeks. And, that's limiting the upside. The funds are also record long in the live cattle market. If they decide to liquidate again, that certainly could add some weakness. But we're looking for that cash market for some direction today. The cutouts, box beef market, I should say, has been soft here as of late, too, and we're down about $4 or $5 from where we were a week ago. The feeders are certainly feeling that pressure as well. You know, we're down there, and that larger placement number, Randy, kind of hanging over the head of the feeders.
Saw some limit gains in a few of the hog contracts here today.
We had a nice move there, and I think we had a sell-off last week. We saw a little more stability in the market on Monday, and that market bouncing off those today, and actually those June hogs up the limit. The cutouts have been strong the last week and a half, even though the cash has been a little softer. Traders certainly expecting China to come in and buy some additional pork, and we're still looking again for some more news with those negotiations.
Anything else we need to be aware of or talking about?
Well, I think weather certainly will be talked about here more as we move forward. We have another USDA report next Tuesday. We'll look at, the supply, demand, and production numbers and weather and the talks with China.
Brian Strawman at Progressive Ag Marketing.